Tap Dancing Jesus on a Popsicle Stick. There's only 2 days left to buy tickets for our Feed Nova Scotia live stream event on December 11th. Are you excited, Reese?
Deeply. Jonathan Dorrans.
Nope.
Not him. We afforded Jonathan Torrens the funnier, more expensive one. I'm joking. He's giving his time for free. It's for charity. Jonathan Torrens is going to be on our show. Tickets are $15. It will be a live stream at 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on December the 11th. And we will have fun for up to 90 minutes, maybe more if you're good. We'll let you stay up late. And it's going to be a hell of a time. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about a mystery topic. And it will raise money for a really important cause. A lot of people have had a crap year. Most of us had a crap year.
And these guys give food to people in need, which is really important.
These people who need this food have had a crapper year than most of us.
So let's help feed them with some really good food through Feed Nova Scotia.
Let's make the year less crappy by doing something decent.
Right?
And have fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny.
It's going to be fun.
It's not just to do something good. It's going to be, hey, fun, and I did something good. So you'll feel double happy. Double happy fun time.
Yay. And tickets are going quick, so you might want to go get some right now. Go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, scroll down a little bit, $15 for a ticket. You are good to go.
Double happy fun time for only $15.
On with the show!
Two, one. It's the end of the night of noise.
End of the night of noise.
It's now the... Oh, God.
Oh, thank God for that.
My head hurts.
Whew.
Would you like some paracetamol?
They really should have rethought when to do the night of noise and the night of silence, because it would have been a lot better to reverse them.
It would, yeah.
Right.
But, you know, we shouldn't question the wisdom of our elders.
The Wafakak elders.
The Wafakak elders.
Who live on the...
From the Retail Council of Canada. I hope you listen to this in order.
Bless their interchanging beards.
Mm-hmm. For they are connected by hair and body and mind.
And soul.
And soul.
Yeah.
And by retail chain.
So, wonderful Wafakak to you, Reese.
Wonderful Wafakak to you, Jesse.
The winter festive. Oh fuck! Suck. What is
winter
it?
Festival?
The winter festival of unaffiliated
celebration.
Unaligned. I thought it was unaligned.
Unaligned celebration of Canada. Wafakak.
Wafakak. The winter festival of unaligned.
Wonderful Wafakak, Jesse.
Thank you. The winter festival of unaligned celebration advent calendar, and we are on day 9.
We are on day 9. We're in the midst of it. We're in the middle of it. This is the end of the first act.
Right.
But it's not, because we haven't written an actual long narrative to this. This is just...
This is
so much less developed than that. So
what's behind door number 9?
Door number 9. Right, okay. Now this is a high-tech door. There we go.
That was impressive.
Vacuum door, the original Star Trek TV series.
Yep.
Loads of Christmas trees.
All right.
Now, of course, in Wafakak, you don't have a Christmas tree. You don't have like a Nordic spruce or some other variety. We hang decorations on a clothes era.
What?
Clothes era.
A clothes era?
Era. Like you air your clothes on it, like a
what the
like
fuck
a
clothes
horse,
error?
Like
a clothes horse.
You know, like a metal structure.
What do you have in Wales?
An unfolding metal structure that you hang clothes on to dry inside.
Oh, I was picturing like a horse, but you put laundry over top of the horse and let it run around the fields.
Or exercise equipment. Some people use that for it as well.
I'd much prefer an actual horse.
Yeah. So anyway, so you buy one of those, you set it up, you don't put any clothes on there, and you hang decorations from it. Joe, we used to make gingerbread cookies that were in the shape of Christmas trees with holes in and tie them on with ribbons. And they would slowly get moist as the days went on and would fall apart. And the dog would be underneath just waiting for these gingerbread cookies to fall apart and be eaten at the bottom, much like a boiled ham.
Right. That's that sounds delightful.
Yeah.
My father didn't like making a Christmas tree. And so
you should just bought one.
I was a kid. I didn't have any money. So, but we had, instead he'd get a Christmas wreath and he would decorate the Christmas wreath with strips of Christmas wrapping paper. I'm not making this up. This was this was an actual thing.
Was he the only person who did that in the world?
Yep. Well, that's each to their own. I checked. Yep. That's
I don't know anyone who's ever done that before.
It was amazing. And he'd get us, me and my brother, a backpack with socks in it.
For Christmas?
For Christmas.
Every Christmas?
Every single Christmas. There'd be more things in the backpack, but the socks I remember because they were very
I think everybody gets efficient. Socks for Christmas.
Yes, but we expected it. It was coming. We knew. So we got very practical things. And backpacks were great. Don't get me wrong. It's all for camping
stuff. You can never have too many of them, you know, especially if you've got a lot of bags.
Oh, thank God we've got another backpack this year because last year's backpack has just fallen to shit.
Exactly, yeah. You know, it's still on my back. I can't get it off. So, did you know that Canada has 1,802 Christmas tree farms?
1,802 Christmas tree farms?
1,872 Christmas tree
72
farms.
72. What a lovely job.
I know.
Can you imagine how lovely a job that would be?
Just hanging out with trees as they grow.
Pine trees, too. So it's that Christmassy smell all year long.
Yeah. Smells like just...
And then at the end of the... when it's time to cut them down, you know they're going to make someone's day better.
Yeah.
It's not just to go make boring old paper. You know, it's going to be decorated and then thrown in the trash. Like a month later.
It's wonderful. It's great. So, in the 2016 Census of Agriculture... which again sounds quite grand.
Right.
The Retail Council of Canada has initiated the census of agriculture. The farms were concentrated in British Columbia, Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick, which is mainly where all the trees are.
Right.
A lot of trees.
Yeah, a lot of trees there.
And in 2016, Canada exported 1.95 million Christmas trees to 20 different countries.
Wow. What?
Including Australia, France, Jamaica, and Thailand.
Thailand?
Mm-hmm.
Thailand imports their Christmas trees from Canada?
Yes.
What?
Lots of them. What?
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 Which is amazing.
That is amazing. Honestly, I didn't know that at all. I did not realize that Canada was a major Christmas tree exporter.
Well, Canada's got lots of trees.
Well, apparently a lot of pine trees too.
Yeah. And also I guess as well, like the Halifax tree that they send to Boston.
I was gonna mention that. Do you know the story behind that?
Yeah, they send a tree to Boston every year.
Do you know why?
Yes. Because of the Halifax explosion.
Exactly. I was actually gonna bring it up in this episode.
And they sent all the resources up to help people in the aftermath of the Halifax explosion and to say thanks, they send them a tree rather than pay their medical bill.
I love this story. In 1917, there was the Halifax explosion, which we should cover at some point during it's not really a political topic, but it's a fascinating story. And the noise from the Halifax explosion was heard all the way to Boston, and Boston sent aid, not just because they heard the noise, but like they were also allies, and they sent aid to help in the aftermath. Did you know that the next day after the Halifax explosion was one of the largest blizzards that Halifax had seen in over a century? The next day.
It's pretty, like, they should have all bought lottery tickets the day after, because they were on a roll.
Right. So, like, yeah, we've been, as a thank you to Boston for sending aid, we've been sending a Christmas tree every year for decades. We actually stopped for a while, but then resumed the tradition.
And I think it's a nice tradition.
Today, the day that we're recording this episode, was the day that we sent off the tree. Did you know that?
But there was no parade. It went in a shipping container, which is sad.
No, they actually drove it around.
Did they?
They drove it around so that the people could see it in various...
but there was no parade like
there was
normal.
No parade like normal, but they did drive it around for people to see. People came out of their houses and drank hot chocolate and saw the tree come around and they honked and stuff like that. It was quite nice. But I was there a couple years back for the unveiling of the tree and the driving off of the tree. It's a lovely little celebration.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, but that's how coincidental is that it had happened today and that of all days, well, fuck heck, day number eight, number nine.
I know. It's a shame there's no tree in Wafakak. Makes me jealous of people who celebrate Christmas.
What do we have instead of the tree?
Clothes horse.
We
dress the clothes horse.
Right. I forgot.
Candy that falls apart.
Right.
From the humidity.
From the boiled ham.
From the boiled ham. Yeah. Well, there we go. So that was the end of episode. We'll see you. We're nearly in double figures, which is
right.
Just a real
very exciting. What happens tonight on day nine of Wafakak, Greece?
It's a mystery. It's called Mystery Night. Something different happens every year. I'll tell you tomorrow when the mystery unveils itself.
I can't wait for Mystery Night.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.